What's up, tea sippers? It has been a minute, to be honest. I just want to say, welcome back. We are back here. It is the end wrap up of 2022. I know I have not recorded since April, so my apologies. Just had some things going on as far as work got ahead of me and just trying to have like a lot of me time outside of that. But now is our time. I'm back. I'm better. And I just feel like next year is going to be better for all of us, so to be honest. So I just wanted to come on and say thank you guys for supporting me throughout the year, not only with the podcast, because I just saw when I did the year wrap up, it was crazy to see how many people were still listening to old episodes and in different countries. So it reached at least, I think, about 18 countries this year. But next year, we're going to reach a little bit more. Share this with a friend. Continue sharing this, continue supporting, and I'm gonna support back whatever ventures you guys have. I'm looking for people to come on and discuss different topics with. So definitely reach out. My email is ernte84@yahoo.com. You can reach me there and just put ernte with the T at the top of the subject line or whatever the case may be. Just let me know that you're looking to be on a part of the podcast. But outside of that, what's going on, guys? It has been a year. I think this has been a year for me of self-love. I think if I had to wrap it up in one definition, it has to be self-love, because I literally was taking myself on dates since January. Going out there, putting myself out there on taking myself to brunches by myself and doing dinners by myself and showing myself a little bit more love than I usually would. And that to me was extremely important, because I felt like I had to learn how to date myself before I date anybody else. And that this year has definitely been for me a season of self-love and self-reflection, and just getting to know me. But also getting to know my worth, and also getting to know just me being able to just have fun and not be in my head all the time about just different things. So I just want to say that's one of the goals that I have for this year. Next year goal, I don't know what it is. I'm trying my best not to have any goals set. I'm just trying to go with the flow and see what's out there instead of just putting myself out, just making goals. Of course, I'm going to do a vision board. Of course, I'm going to do all of those things like we always do. But sometimes I don't stick to it. I got to admit, I do not stick to it. I do not stick to the plan or the purpose. But I'm going to do better. You know, we all are growing people. So don't judge me out there. We're all growing. But other than that, I had to come on and say thank you guys once again for supporting me. I had to even wanted to do like my top five shows of the year, and I'm probably going to do that on another episode to do the top five shows of 2022. Also do my top albums. I think the number one album for me was like Beyonce Renaissance, because it was just like a vibe the entire time. I also love SZA album, SOS. I also love Kendrick Lamar album. I like it was just so many great albums out this year, and so many great television shows out this year that I can't think of in the top of my head right now. But it's been so many great things that's happened this year. As far as Honest Lux, make sure you guys continue checking out Honest Lux. Support, and I cannot say that anymore. Support. Honest Lux has been one of those things that I had to, that continue growing with me. I've worked with a few celebrities. I work with a few people that are in the limelight, and I am so, so blessed. And one of the things that I will say is Honest Lux is a continuing growing company that started from just a thought, and now it became a fruition, and something that I cherish and hold dear to my heart. I love my company. I love jewelry. I love accessories. So those are my niche, and those are the things that I love. And it's going to expand only by you guys continue supporting. And it's honestluxstore.com. It's honest_lux for that people are on IG, and the link is in that bio. Or you can go to my regular IG. It's Earntay1984. But the Earntay1984, people were asking about like my page and stuff like that. But it's, for me, it's always about self-reflection and self and body positivity. Because it was like, you always naked on your page. I am not always naked. I am showing body positivity. I am showing the love and strength of who I am. I think, you know, sometimes we don't think about those things, but because we are always in our heads about if we look good, is this love handle is going to show? And for me, I kind of don't care, because I've come to a point where, you know, I had to figure out, you know, either loving myself, whatever stages of life I'm in. And I just want people to know that whatever stage of life you're in, love yourself, take yourself on dates, and just because those are the things that matter. If you can see on my page, it is showing a little bit of skin, but at the same time, it is showing that no matter what, if you gain 10 pounds or if you gain 15, you are still amazing and you're still beautiful inside your skin. But I just want to come over here because, like, 2022 has definitely been, I can't even say it's been bad. It has been a beautiful year, and it's been a year of peace, a year of, like I said, self-reflection, self-worth, self-love. It's been a year of self. So that, to me, has been the most amazing thing about this year. On to 2023, I hope you guys are ready. Tea sippers, I hope you guys are ready. I got some topics for that ass, okay? So just be prepared to tune in every single time I post. And every single time it comes on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your local podcast. Make sure that you tune in. I'm going to have a special guest. I'm going to have special topics, even if I don't have a guest. I'm going to talk about relationships. I'm going to talk about loves. I'm going to talk about NFF, which is fuck nigga free. I want to be talking about all of those things, because those are the things that you guys love me to hear from me. I'm going to be talking about ways of making your business better, ways of showing self-love, ideas for those things as well. So definitely tune in and definitely continue supporting. It is time to sip this tea. It is time to come back in the game. I know I've been out for a while, but I'm back. And I hold on to your seats, because I got some things in the works for all of us. So I cannot wait to share with you guys. But hold on real tight to those seats, tea sippers. Hold on to your cups. I will say, not even hold on to your seats. Hold on to your cups and sip that tea with me. So like I said, once again, 2023 is fastly approaching us. And just take the year out. Take the moment out. Each and every one of you guys to take at least 10 minutes out and think about all the greatness that 2022 has brought to you. Because we've went through so many sad moments in life. But think about all the great moments that you have, whether it's with friends, with family, whether it's with yourself. Think about those things and stick upon those things, because those things are going to get you through another year. I just want to say I love you guys. I support you guys. Thank you guys for supporting me. And on to a better year, on to more love, more self-expression, more of everything. So once again, I will say, have a good day. Share this with a friend. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Just continue supporting me. I'm going to continue supporting me. It's on. T-Sippers, we're back. Let's go. Have a good day, guys.